Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jimbo's, he's a pro, he's a competitive dude, he loves to win. Yeah, of course he wants to take care of himself. Everyone does, and we love to see that. And we love to see it here as many times as we can. We know we have to fit things within the cap and the cash structure and all those things. It's great to see him. And Monday, when I first saw him here, came in for physicals and our goal meetings and stuff, chatted with him a couple times. But no, it's good to see him, and he looks good out there. You can tell he's been working.
There is Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean talking about James Cook, who, to some of us, was a very surprising, not just part, you know, in attendance, but a full participant at Bills mandatory minicamp this week. But with that being wrapped up, we now got about 5 weeks of a little bit of vacation here. No real Bill news. We did get a little bit today. Max Harrison and Deion Walker both signed their rookie deals. I believe that just now leaves TJ Sanders. But for more on that, we are joined by Matt Perino of Syracuse.com and host of the Shout Podcast. Matt, good afternoon, man. It's been a while. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Are you excited for vacation now? Or are you going to go back to Disney? Because we got to talk about that, too.
Actually, we're going back to Florida in a couple of weeks, actually during training camp, which is going to be tough. But my son turns 11 this year. He has the same birthday as Harry Potter, and he's never been to Universal.
Nice.
So I feel like this is like with the Epic Universe kind of open up over the last couple of months or whatever that new ride is there. Harry Potter World is supposed to be unbelievable. We thought there's no better time to take them. So I'll miss, I think, one day of camp and maybe the red-blue game, but I think we're still going to do the podcast from Florida.
It's the best way to do it.
I'm just going
to
go and cover the practice, and I'll check in from the parks.
Got to get the priorities in there. I mean, especially with your son having a birthday like that, like, got to take care of that.
I've also done a segment from Disney World. I was in Hollywood Studios, and I called in for Sports Talk Saturday to talk college football. So we've all done it.
That's a legendary move. My respect for you just grew.
There we go.
The worst part is you did that for me.
I did,
of all people. You didn't need to do that.
I got lunch, and then I found a nice quiet one of the few quiet spots, and we got it done. Matt, I was impressed by you and your wife being able to pull off, what was it, like a two-day trip to Disney, and then you came back home? I mean, good on you.
We'll never do that again. That was 40 hours. Oh, it was our 15-year wedding anniversary, and I said, what do you want to do? And so she's like, oh, I'd love to go do a quick trip to Disney. But with our schedules, that was the only day that we can go was that Monday, and we had baseball all day Sunday, and so we had to leave at night, and then we had to come back first thing Tuesday. She had to go to work, and I had to go to camp, so OTA. Oh. So it was a wild ride, but we had a blast, so it was fun.
Hey, as long as you had fun with it, that's the most important thing.
That is awesome.
And you got a little bit of time to do that. But before that, though, you mentioned you came back for OTAs and all this other stuff. I was not worried for a second about James Cook, but we got the confirmation when he showed up to mandatory minicamp that situation is now going to be a future us problem, a future problem that we don't have to talk about until probably February, hopefully, with Cook being in training camp, not just as attendant, as Zach said, but a full participant all throughout.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately for him, like, you know, as a rookie on a rookie deal, you don't have really any leverage in that spot. I mean, the only thing that you can do to make a statement at that point is going to cost you money. And if you don't show up, or if you come, like, that's one thing that the Bills, you know, it's a benefit for them. Like, the Bengals are such a crummy organization, like, from at the top, that, like, guys don't tend to play ball when they get there. And I mean play ball in terms of, like, being a good teammate and going out and practicing. Like, if it was a better run organization, maybe Shamar Stewart, this whole situation doesn't happen there. But, you know, Cook shows up, chooses not to hold in. He chooses to kind of go be a part of things. And the other part of it is, like, I don't think the Bills, in a perfect world, want to lose James Cook. I think they still want him to be a part of things. The problem is, at that price point, $15 million a year for a running back, when you're paying your quarterback $60 million and you have one of the top QBs in the league, you just don't have the wherewithal to do that. And so I think, you know, like everybody else, Christian Benford took less money. You know, a couple of years ago, Matt Milano took less money. You know, Shakir's deal was one that I think a lot of analysts thought came well under what he could have got if he had gone and become a free agent. So I think the Bills are just hoping that cooler heads prevail and maybe there's a little bit of a discount there while still taking care of the player. But I think that if Cook goes out and has the kind of season that he hopes he can have, he's still going to get paid on the free agent market, and then the Bills can potentially get a comp pick back in the third round range.
And we do know the Bills love comp picks. I mean, that's one of the few times I've seen Brandon Bean, outside of his time on the station, really kind of lose his cool at times, was when he was talking about the comp picks that didn't necessarily go the Bills' way when it was, you know, maybe a little bit less value. So we do know they play ball with those a lot. Matt, you did bring up the Bengals too, and I was going to wait a little bit to maybe ask you about that, but I mean, maybe now is the best time, but the whole Shamar Stewart, Trey Hendrickson situation, I know the Bengals for a long time, and maybe even still, are a bit of a bugaboo for a lot of Bills fans. I just now sit there, I don't even put them in the upper echelon of AFC teams. Like, to me, it's Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, and everyone else falls they may. The Bengals have missed the playoffs the last 2 years. They start very slow. Burrow's amazing. Chase is amazing. Higgins is very good. But that defense was horrendous last year with Trey Hendrickson getting 17.5 sacks. Now they lose their defensive coordinator. Hendrickson seems incredibly frustrated and is openly bashing the team. And Shamar Stewart, their first-round rookie, who was already considered a raw prospect, has not participated in anything in the offseason. I don't know where to go with them, but it certainly isn't a good spot.
Yeah, and the problem is when you put whatever it ends up being, 50, 60% of your cap resources in three players on an NFL football team, like, it's really hard to, A, keep everybody happy, as we're seeing with the Hendrickson situation, and you need those players to not only play a lot, you need them to play well, and then you can't have them miss any time. So if Chase gets hurt, if Burrow gets hurt for any amount of time, now they become a team that, to your point, I don't think you keep their head above water. And that's a problem in a conference where I think you can make the argument that three of the top five teams reside, maybe four, not counting them. And so, yeah, I think it's tough. They're also one of the toughest divisions in football that's getting more challenging by the day. Like, I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is necessarily making them a contender, but I definitely think that he's better than what they had last year. And so it's going to be a tough run. Their schedule's tough. They play the Bills, I believe, that's in Buffalo. That's a tough game. But again, like, when you have ownership, like, Terry Pegula gets a lot of flack on the Sabre side. But I think what he really does is he gives, you know, management the resources they need and, for the most part, stays out of it and lets them kind of do their thing. And I think that's what's allowed them to be so successful. Now, I will say that there's a way to go about this. Like, if you don't believe in Trey Hendrickson, you think if maybe Trey Hendrickson has hit his peak and maybe he's got some life left in his prime, but you don't want to commit to multiple years, then move off the player. Trade him and get draft capital. Mm-hmm. Like, don't make it into this charade away from that really just makes everybody lose in the situation. Your front office people that have to answer questions about it, your head coach that has to deal with it, and then Hendrickson, who, you know, probably deserves a new deal.
Matt Perino joining us on the Wesher Hotline. Matt, when it comes to everything with this offseason, since it's been so long that we've even caught up with you, I wanted to get your thoughts on the Bills' additions, through whether it was free agency or the draft, and some of those players that you might have felt are the most natural fits for the Bills and what you saw from them early on from minicamp, for example.
Sorry, you broke up at that last. What was the question? Sorry.
More or less like, who are some of your favorite additions throughout this entire offseason, and who were probably your biggest impressions from minicamp so far?
So I think I wouldn't have maybe said this a couple of weeks ago, but I do think that I'm all in on the Elijah Moore addition. He didn't get big box office when they brought him in kind of right there, right before the draft, I believe it was, or after the draft. I can't remember the exact date now.
It was after, yep.
But he's been so good, and this is a guy that has just been starving for an opportunity with a good quarterback. I mean, you could probably say it's very similar to Curtis Samuel, but I think Elijah Moore is at a different stage in his career when the Bills are getting him and has the chance to really do a little bit of everything for them. And you've seen it already. I mean, it doesn't matter who he's catching passes from. Josh Allen, Mike White, Mitch Trubisky, he's found a way to be super successful every single time in training camp. I mean, I'm trying to think of a drop throughout the spring for him that I don't think that he's had. So it's been a really good run for Elijah Moore. And then I think TJ Sanders has been absolutely destructive in a way that he can be without pads on. Now, that has to continue when the pads come on, but I've been very, very impressed with the rookie. And then across the defensive line, going out and getting all of these defensive linemen to just say, hey, whatever ends up being our top eight, that's what we're going to roll with, and we're in a better position to be competitive game in and game out, week in and week out. I'm excited to see how that plays out. And I think, sneaky, the way that this thing trends here, you get a really good look early on at your young players, the Javon Solomons of the world, the Dwayne Carters, the Landon Jacksons. And whatever rookie may be either hitting a wall or not participating at the level that you need them to be at, oh, there's backup coming. Larry Ogunjobi, Michael Hoyt, available to return around week 7, week 8 off of those suspensions. I think that the way this – it's not how you would have drawn it up with the suspensions, but I think the Bills can weather the storm and then be in a situation where you're adding really good players that could be difference makers for you the second half of the season.
Adding Matt Perino to the Elijah Moore train. Yep. Love that.
You got love giddy that immediately when Matt said that.
I feel vindicated, Derek. I feel vindicated. I just, for me, Matt, like, real quick on him, just, 61 catches on that Cleveland Browns team last year. I'm like, hey, there's no way he's going to be a disaster for the Bills. He's going to be at least pretty good. And then you add in the fact that he's one of my very recent draft crushes when he's coming out of Ole Miss. He's somebody I've wanted them to add for years. They finally did, and to see, I've yet to see a media member who's covering practice say anything bad about him, and that's gotten me really excited. One guy you did mention though there, Larry Ogunjobi, Terrell Bernard was talking about the defensive line additions for the defense and how excited he was for all of that. He specifically did mention Ogunjobi, and especially him learning the playbook as fast as he has. You do wonder with that 6-game suspension, you know, some of these guys, him and Michael Hoyt, maybe have to kind of put themselves in a corner where the Bills can't get frustrated by them. If Ogunjobi by mentor minicamp already has a pretty good hold on the playbook, that's got to be a great sign for him.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, this is a guy that not only has been in the league for a long time, has been on the Bills' radar for a long time as somebody that they'd love to have added. I think coming out of Cincinnati, they might have had conversations with him before he went to Pittsburgh. I can't remember the specifics of that pursuit. But when the Bills end up having crushes on guys for multiple years and they end up getting them in their building, pencil them in for a role. Like, they've been waiting to see what this looks like. And it's a two-pronged approach. You go out and you draft TJ Sanders, who now you can put opposite Ed Oliver on the inside and then also sub in for Ed Oliver when he's tired. Like, you don't need him to play 70 to 80% of the snaps anymore. Maybe you get him at 55% of the snaps and you can keep him at the level that you really want him at. And now you have a guy in Ogunjobi who completely changes the math as well. The Bills have proved, like, they went out and they got Deion Walker for the size profile and everything like that, the height, the weight. We'll see how much he plays as a rookie. Everybody else, they want quick, fast, pass-rushing, effective defensive interior players. And that's what they're banking on with Ogunjobi. And he said earlier when the Bills first signed him, he's been kind of miscast in Pittsburgh. He was playing more of that 3-4 front where to be able to go back to the 4-3 system where they don't ask him to eat as many double teams and he could be a pure pass rusher more of the time, that I think is going to be exciting for him and I think potentially unlock him. We could see a lot more disruption, and I'm very interested to see some of those advanced metrics charts for the Bills by the end of the season on their defensive line in terms of how much pressure they're getting, how high their win rate is compared to some of the other teams in the NFL. There's a lot of upside on this defensive line.
Matt, I am interested in something else that's going on throughout this year is obviously the construction of the new stadium and that this would be the last year of Highmark Stadium. How you feeling about that? Has it crossed your mind yet that there is going to be a new stadium and the one that we've been frequenting and the location for decades is moving across the street, but that building will no longer be there soon enough?
I mean, I'm excited for the new stadium. I don't know if I'm very nostalgic about it just because I think this has been so long in the making. But I do think, like, the thing I think about the most with the old stadium is like how special these last run of games through that stadium is going to be. I think for a generation that remembers the Super Bowl era teams, like this is going to be like saying goodbye to an old friend, and it's going to be fun. But on the other side of it, you have this luxurious new mansion waiting for you. I mean, everybody that I've talked to says, like, listen, this might not be the biggest and most expensive stadium in the NFL, but it's going to be top of the line from all of the different features, the field. It's going to be such a departure from what the experience has been at Highmark, especially the last decade or two, that I think it's just going to be absolutely fun for fans and everything like that.
One of my favorite things to do, Matt, I'm in Orchard Park a lot. My girlfriend lives out there, and so oftentimes I'll be driving out there after work. And seeing the stadium be as lit up as it is at night, it really does give off this really cool vibe that, you know, no offense, I'm with you. I'm not as nostalgic about Highmark Stadium. I don't attend nearly as many games. That's been one of the cooler things to see. Now that everything's up, it's all lit up. It just looks so cool.
I was talking to Sal Capaccio yesterday. We were standing outside after practice, and I was looking across the street, and I'm like, dude, how did we just like blink and this thing
right.
is almost done?
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't, that's the part of it. Like I was also talking to Jenna Cottrell from Rochester. Like by the time we come back after training camp, I'm pretty sure it's going to actually look like a real stadium on the outside, which I think is so cool. Like to be able to watch the progression of it all. It's been really fun.
Yeah, it is going to be one of those things, like, because we know every Bills home game, they're going to do the wide shot, the panoramic over the top, and you're going to see the second stadium. And Matt, you're totally right. By the time game one rolls around, it'll be like, that's pretty much a done deal. We can kind of move in as soon as possible. Not really, but it's going to be how it feels. Matt,
this is going to be the worst part of it. This
yes.
is going to be the worst part of it, having
absolutely.
To like go and tailgate and watch the beautiful stadium be ready, look like it's ready to go.
You're going to be worried. You're like, is it getting dust? I think we should maybe pick this up, guys, so let's go. Matt, last thing for me, though. We talked about the rookies. We've talked about some of the new additions. I do want to touch a little bit on these second-year players. I think these last few draft classes have been very important for Brandon Bean and in the kind of part they're at now in the Allen era. He is almost 30. These are going to be very crucial draft classes. And two linchpins to those or to that argument are the two picks from last year, the two first picks from last year, Keon Coleman, Cole Bishop. Bishop picked up a little bit of an injury to start mandatory minicamp. I think he practiced yesterday a little bit. And then Keon Coleman, I know, has been somebody that has gotten a lot of headlines. He spoke to the media, talked a lot about his self-reflection and all that stuff. But what have you seen from those two in particular?
Yeah, I'll start with Coleman. I think that this has been the spring that offseason in general that Buffalo Bills fans were hoping for with him. And I think he is positioned right now to come in to the start of the season and really, if he could stay healthy, make a run at being the receiver that I think the Bills wanted him to be, but like we saw in a very short spurt last season. Like when he came out for that 3 or 4 game stretch before the injury, I felt like we were starting to see a receiver take the next step. And is he ever going to be a separation monster? Probably not. Like he's not concerned about it though. In my conversations with him this offseason, he's not enough for me. So whether or not that's coming up on charts or not, it's not affecting Keon Coleman. And I think he's still very confident that one-on-one against cornerbacks, he's going to win. And he's added size. He's probably going to show you a little bit more developed, polished skill set in terms of ability to win one-on-one against cornerbacks. And listen, there's not a lot of situations for a young wide receiver, a better situation in the league, than to be able to go up against a modern-day elite corner like the Bills have in Christian Benford. And then you have Tre'Davious White, who may not be at that point in his career anymore, but he's seen so much in the league. He's been an all-pro. He's gone against some of the best in the league over the last decade. You get to pick those two guys' brain every single day in practice in the spring and then in the summer and then going on into the season. I'm really high on Keon. And then with Cole Bishop, yeah, it was a little bit of an eye roll there. You know, you get to minicamp and he's unavailable again and you start to worry about what that means for training camp. Brandon Bean said yesterday that if this was the regular season, he'd probably be able to push through it. But availability is going to be a part of the conversation with him until he goes through a stretch of time, especially training camp, with as important as that is, where he remains available. So that's going to be the thing with him. When he gets on the field, if he can stay on the field, I think that to me is the most important thing. He needs reps with Rapp. Like they really need to develop that rapport. And I think the more that he plays, the more comfortable he'll get.
All right. Matt Parrino, Syracuse.com and host of the Shout podcast. Matt, thank you so much for jumping on with us on this gorgeous Friday. Enjoy your summer vacation. We'll talk again soon, my man.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Good to hear from you again, Matt.
That was Matt Parrino there on the West Her Hotline. Very exciting to hear that about Keon Coleman as well. Because he is somebody I know. I mean, like that's been a big conversation this offseason. Derek, we've had that conversation. And Matt mentioned that three-game window where it looked like, okay, things are really ramping up. We talked about that with Sal, about that Seattle game where he just was seemingly doing everything. I wonder what the thought process is on him from the fans, from the media, from everybody. If he doesn't get hurt and kind of just keeps that train rolling, not saying he pops off and is Malik Nabers type guy or Brian Thomas, but if he's a guy that ends with like 750, 800 yards,
if he's steady 50, as he 60 goes,
catches, steady as he goes with a few of those pop games thrown in there, you know, maybe we're not even bringing up receiver much at all in this offseason, even with his lack of ability of separating. But when they've added Joshua Palmer and Elijah Moore and they've already got Khalil Shakir, they seemingly, in the Bills' minds, I would imagine, they have their separators. Keon Coleman's his own guy. And that always felt like that even when they drafted him. He was there for a specific role. If he turns into like an A.J. Brown light, I know Sneaky Joe's brought that up, great. If he's just kind of a really darn good receiver that has his specialties, good. But I do think both him and Bishop are going to be really important. I thought this draft class was the same thing because we've talked with Sal when we were talking about all the extensions that were given out this year. They sort of gave themselves about a 4 or 5 year window. And these young guys coming in and playing meaningful minutes, Sean McDermott talked about it. Young guys are going to play on this defense.
Right.
They're going to have to get major contributions. It can't just be singles. It's got to be doubles. There's got to be a home run or two in these windows for you to really get after teams like the Eagles, get over the Chiefs, keep continuing to get over Baltimore. You can't just rely as much as they have the last few years on the ability of Josh Allen.
Yeah, and to the point, though, also about with Cole Bishop, like, yeah, it's you're going to start having to ask questions. And I think that Bishop, oddly enough, is under more pressure than Coleman is.
Oh, yeah.
And fair or unfair, that is the reality of the business here. Again, if Coleman is not a starter on this team, like opening day, yeah, there's concerns. But you just mentioned it. They signed Josh Palmer for a reason. They bring in Elijah Moore with a lot of potential. Khalil Shakir is there. Like, those are three wide receivers right there that I could be like, okay, if Keon's the four, like, it's not the end of the world. I don't know how many fans are willing to stomach DeMar Hamlin next to Taylor Rapp.
Agreed.
And I don't know
And I'd say I'm one of them. Yeah. I'd say I'm one of them. I've been that way with Bishop for a while. And I said, whether it's fair or not, if he's not guaranteed starting game one, I'm worried.
Yes. And the Bills do have a system that is supposed to be friendly for the safeties. So you want to make sure that this guy who you invested a high pick in is able to be on the field and able to make a difference.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. We did post a bit of a question on the hockey side of things on Twitter. With the series tied 2-2, which team would you rather be, Edmonton or Florida? We'll get to some of those thoughts after a quick timeout. But first,
we got some news for you, of course. If you didn't hear it all throughout the week, the Friday Foursome with Encore Golf is back. So be entering on our website through August 21st at WGR550.com for a chance to win in the Friday Foursome. We have Bill M. from Sanborn winning this week's Encore Golf Friday Foursome. Bill, you scored yourself an 18-hole round of golf for you and three buddies at the foursome for Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course, a $25 Encore gift card, and a dozen Encore golf balls. Don't forget, you can still enter the Encore Golf Friday Foursome contest at WGR550.com for your chance to win.
Zach Jones and Derek Kramer, we are filling in for Sabres Live and Wimbles Live on this absolutely beautiful Friday afternoon. Again, topic of discussion, football. We want to talk the second-year players, Keon Coleman, Cole Bishop. How important do they have to be to this team? Love to hear your thoughts on that. But also, of course, we've also posted to Twitter, and we'll read some of those responses after a quick timeout with the series tied 2-2. Who would you rather be, Edmonton or Florida? We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Whether or not that's coming up on charts or not, it's not affecting Keon Coleman. And I think he's still very confident that one-on-one against cornerbacks, he's going to win. And his added size, he's probably going to show you a little bit more developed, polished
skill set, in terms of ability to win one-on-one against cornerbacks. And listen, there's not a lot of situations for a young wide receiver, a better situation in the league, than to be able to go up against a modern-day elite corner like the Bills have in Christian Benford.
Matt Parrino there, Syracuse.com, host of the Shout Podcast, was just on in the last 10 minutes or so. Always love talking to Matt. You know, both Disney junkies. That him and his wife doing that. I mean, just round of applause all around. I know that's going to be a grind, but round of applause.
Hey, you know that
brutal.
As long as they had fun doing that, though, like that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters at the end of the day.
That is right. That is right.
Real.
That is absolutely right. We did bring up the Cincinnati game. That is going to be actually when I am in Disney next. It's during the Cincinnati game.
I promise I won't bother you for a guest hit.
That might happen anyways. My family, we have all decided it is now in our itinerary. I do mean that. It's not a joke. We have an itinerary. We will be at a Bills backer bar. I cannot remember the name of the bar, but we will be there
to watch
the Bengals game.
But I don't need to ask you to be a good friend and take time out of your vacation again.
Oh, no, I probably won't. Yeah.
If I text you that again, like, smack me upside the head.
It helped for the most part. I was, like, alone. Like, I mean, I was with my family, but, like, that day I was kind of just doing my own thing.
Still, you could have just told me. Nah, dude, I'm on vacation.
Nah, I wanted to. It was fun. I had a good time. Finding a quiet place, though, is a nightmare.
That was probably all the fun in it.
Because I found a spot. I was in Hollywood Studios. I found a spot, no problem. It's just like kind of like this back corner.
Should
have
just like walked up to one of the stormtroopers and be like, I need to use this. I think they call them like data pads when they're there.
I need this.
I need this right now. Can you find me a secret space to make a call?
Man, I found a spot. I knew.
No, it's not for the resistance.
It's not for the resistance. I found a spot. I knew where I was going. I got there, and like 5 minutes before you were going to call me, it's right by. If anyone's been there, it's right by where they used to do the dance or the Dancing with the Stars, but the American Idol experience. It's a big show hall they had. The show gets let out. And so everyone's leaving, and in the exit, exactly where I'm at, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
This is now no longer a quiet spot.
This is no longer a safe space.
So I just was like, I'll be in the middle of the park, whatever. It is what it is. Like I walked around the park talking to you guys. Had fun. It sounded like it went well, so I had no issues. But yeah, good times there. Matt talking there on Keon Coleman, and that was a big thing I saw throughout the week, is that every rep him and Christian Benford had, no matter how it ended, they talk to each other afterwards about what the one did, what the other did.
That's awesome. That's like exciting trying to teach each other, learn from each other.
Yep.
That is a big deal. I also like when Keon Coleman, like, I do think, like, he is, I don't know if he's being too hard on himself, but he's definitely not happy with how the season went. And that, though, is the fact that you are not satisfied makes me feel good about myself when it comes to hoping for success. I do think that there is a big drive there. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of potential. But it's also peak Keon to say it the way that he did. The personality that he is.
Yeah.
To say it as bluntly as he did was definitely the, all right, that's just Keon being Keon, I think.
There was a point, though. It's like, man, like, you don't got to be so mean to yourself.
You don't got to be that mean to yourself. But I do understand the personality that he brings.
Mm-hmm. Brandon Bean also mentioned it, too. It's not just him, but like his agent, who, by the way, Bean used the word kin, which whenever that's thrown around, you're like, that's the right way to use it, but okay. Interesting to use it. But he said his agent is like, you know, a relative of Keon, and he's also hard on him, or right. They're also hard on them. And so him being so young, that is good to see. Not many young people will have that sort of self-reflection. I think most of us who have been young kind of know that. You don't really gain that until your mid-20s, maybe even later. And so that's exciting to see because I think even Keon mentioned it himself too, that like he considers himself not young anymore. Like it's either a positive or a negative.
Right.
Like we're past the rookie year and all that stuff. So I am very excited for year number two. I'm excited really for the wide receiver room as a whole. I mean, we all know how I feel about Elijah Moore. I think there might be a little bit more that Khalil Shakir could even give, namely in the red zone. We'll see about Kincaid. I am going to count him in that. I'm always curious about Kincaid because the underlying numbers seem to love him. Everything else doesn't, including his own body. His health has been an issue. But we will absolutely see. 803-0550, the number to call. Did pose a question, as for the first hour, we were spending a lot of time on the Stanley Cup Final. An exciting game four last night. Edmonton claws their way back from 3-0 down to take a 5-4 overtime win. Now the series is tied 2-2. And with that, our coverage here on WGR of the Stanley Cup Final is presented by Figo Car and Joyce Your Border Attorneys and brought to you in part by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. But with the series tied at 2 apiece, I did pose the question to Twitter, and we'll get some of those responses here. Who would you rather be as we effectively enter a 3-game series, Edmonton or Florida?
And some of the responses were pretty funny.
I'm enjoying them.
Some of them, of course, being, you know, I do like that there is a little bit of divide still, and that's perfectly normal for the series. I was hoping there wouldn't be much recency bias on that question, you know, the team that just won, for example. But there are advantages to each of these sides when it comes to it. Which team would you rather be in this moment? Edmonton, I could look at it as, yeah, you've got two of the best players in hockey on the same squad. And the squad is deeper than it was last year when you took Florida to 7 games. So there's that. Like, there's really some good things you can bring about this.
Mm-hmm.
But I also look at it as you have a bottom pair defenseman problem. Klingberg and then Stetcher gets stapled to the bench. You also have question marks at goal. Pickard did not start the postseason as your starting goaltender.
Mm-hmm.
It took Stuart Skinner being, quite frankly, bad against the LA Kings. Pickard refuses to lose, but then he gets hurt. But Skinner forces the hand all over again by posting back-to-back shutouts to help close a series. And oddly enough, and then his first 3 wins in all of the postseason were shutouts. He was suddenly this all-or-nothing goaltender, but he helped get you there.
Yeah.
And in the first couple of games, he plays solid. At least good enough.
You can feel good. You can feel good about it.
But then Game 3 happens, and everyone had a bad day. Game 4 happens, and he gets 17 shots in one period of play. So there are questions. Is Pickard actually supposed to be the guy? The guy who you did not start the postseason as your starting goaltender, is he the one that's supposed to end it for you?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a legitimate question there. Florida. I look at a team that is a physical team. I look at a team that has balance and skill all throughout its lineup. And I also look at it and go, well, I do think the better goaltender of the entire group is a Florida Panther, but has Sergei Bobrovsky really been a difference maker or not compared to the price that he is with his cap hit, for example? But I also look at a team that, yeah, you play a physical style and sometimes it shows. Your most impactful player, your emotional leader, he can barely skate some nights.
Mm-hmm.
How effective is he really? Every point that he had yesterday was with an extra skater on the ice. It was a 3-point night, but I do look at the context.
Of course, yep.
But I also think you've played a lot of hockey over the last 3 years. And Edmonton has been with you now for 2 of them. But you went on a deeper playoff run than they did 2 seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to catch up to them or not. And I also think that I have a question with Bobrovsky, because all of these games except for one have been back and forth. And when I say back and forth, I do also mean it's been what? All but one of these games has had at minimum 3 goals per side? Yeah.
Yeah, only Game 3.
Other than that, it has been you have at least 3 goals per side. Bobrovsky has given up in 3 of these 4 games, 4 or more goals. And the other one was everything just went wrong.
Yeah.
Bob has shown he can do it. He could shut down teams, stonewall them, absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, once he figured it out.
That's how his entire postseason has been actually leading up to it. They dropped the first 2 games against Toronto, and then the next thing you know, they come back from the 3-0 deficit in Game 3. Bobrovsky proceeds to let up only 4 goals in 4 games against Toronto from Game 4 on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he lets the Carolina Hurricanes get 1 win, but it's 2 goals, shutout, 2 goals, 3 goals, 3 goals. And now it's just Edmonton is a better roster, I do think, obviously, than anyone else that you've encountered.
But I also do think that Bobrovsky hasn't necessarily been up to snuff.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you could look at both teams' goalies. Pickard might be, and it's only because of how Edmonton plays in front of him that seemingly when he's in, they go. But Bob has also kind of figured out the playoff bugaboo that he had for a long time.
But I do look
and
at
now,
I do look
and now
at Florida.
He's been great for them.
There's also questions about how banged up are they.
Mm-hmm. Reinhardt, well, I feel that way. I mean, you talked about the three.
Reinhardt had to miss games in the postseason against Toronto. Like, that's how banged up he has been. You're resting players in the playoffs.
Yeah, you talk about three straight Stanley Cup finals. We're in the now. I'm really curious to see how they look next year.
But that said, a three-game series now?
Mm-hmm.
Could I favor Florida in that sort of situation? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I think that Florida does have a tactical advantage when they are at home. The last change will help them, but it's only for one game.
Yeah.
But if I can consider that one game, like, do I assume Florida wins at home? If I do, at minimum, there's seven games to the series. At maximum, we're done in six if they win in Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of ways this can go, and this is the perfect series to do this with. I love that at minimum we're getting six games for each of these finals in both the NBA and the NHL. It's fitting, it's perfect, and everyone should be watching it.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to the old Twitter machine. Again, the question, would you rather be Edmonton or Florida as the series goes to 2-2? Zach tweets in, Edmonton. Two of the next three at home, easy. I know Zach. I went to high school with Zach. He is a diehard Oilers fan. If he would have said anything else, I would have been very nervous. Learn to think, which team does the guy everyone call McJesus play for? Winnipeg. Winnipeg. But yeah, I think it's a very fair point. I think especially when both teams seem this even. When the best player on the planet, the best player of a generation, Connor McDavid, is on one of the teams, I think that is a good deal breaker. It's something we do in football all the time. Who's the better quarterback? When you're picking games and you're up, who's the better quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
And I think even for Edmonton, too, you can probably say who the best players. The top two might be on Edmonton with McDavid and then Leon Draisaitl as well. So I think that is a fair point to bring up. Phil tweets in, I don't know. Could talk myself into either option. Florida has been the better team and could have easily swept. Edmonton plays better in front of Pickard and seems to have found a spark with him. And McDavid hasn't even gotten going. I guess I lean Edmonton, but by a small margin. McDavid does, I believe, have 6 points in this series. They're all assists.
They only had
1 point last night. But I think that's fair. We haven't really had that game where it's like, okay, McDavid just put up 4 points and he's off to the race.
But also look at how crispy one of those was.
Yeah, you kind of haven't needed him to do that because, as you mentioned, Derek, basically Florida's decided they're going to stop him. They put Barkov on him, and now it's, okay, if Leon goes off, I guess we'll live with it. And so that's really what's been happening, is it's been Leon has been going off while McDavid has had his moments that he's been able to get going. We have now had those moments where it's like, I mean, just what do you even say? But it's been few and far between because they have zeroed in so much on him, but he is so talented. He has had moments where he can get it done. Dwayne tweets in, Oilers because they still hold home ice, and of course McDavid. Nick, Florida because they're going to win the cup. Fair. If you believe it, you believe it. Brandon, Edmonton. Phil, though, we did have a comment as well. He had mentioned that Edmonton was going to have home ice here as well. There were some comments also, comfortably tweets in, Florida on the road. This whole playoffs has been otherworldly. Derek, I think you found that tweet. They were
9-2.
They're 9-2 on the road.
They're 9-2 on the road, which is weird. All regular season, Zach. Do you know how many wins that they had in the regular season on the road?
Well, when you put it like that, I'm assuming they had less road wins than they have had in the playoffs.
Almost.
Almost.
You'd think of it that way. Not almost. I'm being hyperbolic. But they had 20 all season. In 41 games, they had 20 wins on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They have 9 in the postseason. They have almost gotten to half wins on the road. And ready? It's because Sam Bennett keeps putting the puck in the net on the road, too. It coincides very much with their road success is because Sam Bennett is putting the puck in the net.
Yeah, absolutely. 803-0550, the number to call. I do want to touch a little bit on that Keon Coleman stuff as well that we were talking with Matt. Also, coming up at 2 o'clock, we believe, we hope, Mike Lesikowski of the 11-day Power Play is official. Beautiful.
Just not in studio.
Not in studio, sadly. But Mike will be joining us at 2 o'clock to talk the 11-day Power Play, which will begin next week. Very excited for that. But, of course, always looking for your call. Always happy to hear from our listeners. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, filling in for Sabres Live and One Bills Live today on this beautiful Friday. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer filling in for Sabres Live and One Bills Live on this Friday.
I think we've got a fun way to close this one out as we're a little in and out here. You have never seen a certain movie that there's going to be a sequel about all these years later.
I've never seen Spaceballs.
And honestly, I feel like I'm okay with this with you. Even though, like, you're a huge Star Wars junkie, I know that about you. We are good friends about this sort of stuff. So I do know that part. So, like, I guess in that sense, it's kind of surprising. But I also know that that's probably not a movie you would have sought out.
It is a little surprising, only because I'm also a big Mel Brooks fan.
Yes. Okay, so now it's more...
Yeah.
You're making it more of a disappointment than I was willing to let it be for you.
This is a movie I probably should have had some sort of desire to see. I've seen clips. I know a little bit of it.
There's enough that you should have.
But no, just I never sought it out, ever. And I saw Spaceballs 2 trailer came out, and I was like, oh, that's right. That movie exists.
Yes, that movie exists. And then you just publicly admitted it online yesterday.
Yeah.
And a couple people gave you some flack for it. And I'm here to say, that's okay.
I feel like it's one of those movies. Like, it is not like I said I've never seen The Godfather.
Ready? Think about it this way. Ready? You are how old?
27.
The movie's older than you are.
You get
somewhat of a pass.
I get somewhat of a pass, but if you know me, that's no pass at all.
I know. What I'm saying, though, is you get some kind of a pass. You don't like to use it, but it's there. It exists.
it's fair. It's if I said I'd never seen Spaceballs, like that's different.
Right.
I'm actually a little bit on a party foul at that point.
That's fair.
But no, I think that well, now that a second one is coming out all these years later, it's a good time to see it for the first time.
Probably not.
Or you could. I don't know.
Here's why. I love Mel Brooks. These sequels make me nervous.
No. I'm talking about watch the first one.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe.
Just do it to do it now.
I might do it just to do it. But, like, he killed me with History of the World Part 1. It's a hysterical movie. One of the jokes that is super fun is that there is no Part 2 until they decided to release a Part 2 on, like, Hulu or something. And I'm like, no! That's a good joke! That everyone's like, you finish it, you're laughing, you're like having a good time, and you're like, all right, where's part two? It's the best part. There is no part two. It just kind of ends. It's great. I know.
All right.
So I see Spaceballs 2, and I think the main character's son's going to be in it. He was just in Thunderbolts.
Yep.
And I'm like,
Well, we'll see what they've got.
I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger's son was just in White Lotus. He was kind of cool. I mean, he was a snobby rich kid. He played it perfectly.
But also, it's
so, maybe.
Also, Spaceballs is a parody.
Like, I know.
So take that for what it is. May the Schwartz be with you. We'll come back and talk with Mike Lisakowski from the 11-Day Power Play as that gets started on Wednesday down at Harbor Center. That's coming up next here. Got one more hour of some Kramer and Jones for you here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.